family in the building.
Speaker. Speaker.
Yeah, I know something happened with my knee on the last drive. I'm all right, though. I'll be ready for next week, hopefully. Something you have to do. You know, every game is not going to be perfect, and it's not going to always be a situation where, you know, things come easy. We struggled in the beginning. Our offensive line gelled together, and we really challenged one another to get better throughout the course of the game, and I'm extremely proud of those guys. They did that.
Mike, Andy said on the last drive, that third down play, you kind of punted progression, they couldn't fight receiver, you just kind of went to the ground to make sure that clock run, they wasted time out. Yeah.
Now, it was coach's call, but it was more strategy than anything. We wanted them to burn the timeout. We didn't want them to have two timeouts, knowing that they was going to be able to get the ball back. So it was important just to, you know, make them burn the timeout, not lose as much yardage on the play, and get something out of it and make it positive. It's a much easier way to play this game. You know, you can come out and you can score 28 points and you know, the defense can play well and you can be up and it can be easy or it can be tough. And it all depends on how the flow of the game goes. But, you know, I'm just glad we was able to pull them out. It means the world to me. I got to take my hat off to my offensive line. They struggle early, but they bounce back. And that's what's important. You know, you got to be able to persevere in this game. It's a tough game. Third down on the goal line, which way?
When you were going down, you went through your slight progressions and you slid, didn't force the ball into the...
Oh, yeah, we just didn't want to, you know, take any more time off the clock. We wanted them to burn their timeouts. We wanted to put ourselves in a position where we still could get points, but at the same time, make them burn the timeout, which would be to our benefit. Yeah, I didn't turn the ball over.
like the way you played, did you change anything last week?
I just played smarter. You know, I think, you know, the thing is in this game, you can't force, you know, opportunities on the defense. You gotta let it come. And, you know, I'll be honest, you know, missing the preseason did affect me to a certain extent. But, you know, now I'm getting into my groove and seeing the field a little better and you know, the guys around me are helping me, and that's important.
Mike, could you share some insight to what Brian told you guys before the game or guys on the field before kickoff?
We got to keep that a secret. That's between us and Brian. But it was very positive. You know, I can only imagine playing with a guy like Brian and have an opportunity to, you know, go out each and every Sunday and feel that type of energy from a guy who, you know, is so passionate about the game, and the game means so much to him. And, you know, it's evident because, you know, we're here today, and his number has been retired, and he's a Hall of Famer, and I give him a lot of credit. You know, the hardest hit I ever took came from Brian Dawkins, so I can only imagine what it's like playing with.
Can you talk about what was going through your head on that second field goal attempt at the end of the game?
You know, I don't believe in icing the kicker. You know, you get up there and you let him kick it, and if it's good, it's going to be good. If not, but you can't play games. I don't know who started that. You know, we got to end that tradition.
It's a week that there was criticism on you, criticism on the team. Is that something that goes to your mind at all, try to answer?
You can't listen to what you know everybody says and what's being said about you. Everybody doesn't agree with how you play or how you win. You know, what's most important is what happens internally within the organization and what we know. And, you know, we just try to stay positive. You know, you got to. If I listen to you guys, then, you know, I'd be a wreck. You know, so I just try to stay positive. My family helped me do that. And, you know, deep down within, you know, I've been through a lot. So, you know, it's kind of easy to persevere in a game that you love.
Is it easier for you to the second half when you guys are really committed to run a game? I think Sean touched on it 20 times in that second half. run game's working like that, how much easier is it on you as a quarterback in the offense?
I think it's easier on everybody when the run game is clicking. It doesn't allow the defense to tee off and pin their ears back. You know, that's something that, you know, they want to do. And you know, you just can't allow them to do that. You know, if you give them the liberty to, you know, free rush the passer, then they're going to knock you down. They're going to hit you a little bit. So, you know, balance is good.
Two more questions. Why did it click in the second half and not first half? What happened?
Excuse me?
Why did it click in the second half? Why did you get that?
I think we did pretty well in the first half, you know, as well. I mean, you know, it's not always going to work. You know, that's a good defense. You know, they won the Super Bowl last year playing for first place. So everything is not going to be right. You know, you just got to take what the opposition give you and not force it. Means a lot. It means a lot to be 3-1. It means a lot to be, you know, at the top of the division. We still got a lot of tough games ahead of us, but, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, this is the NFL, and this is why we play this game.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, that is Mike.